Hello. Welcome to our CMD Bite Size series. In these podcasts, we will be exploring a range of ministry and theological issues. Today I'm joined by the Reverend Andrew Yates from Heart Edge. Welcome and thank you for joining me to talk about the upcoming Faith and Health Conference that you're doing later this year.
Well, thank you for including us in your programme. Thank you.
Okay. So the Faith and Health Conference is scheduled to take place at St Petroc's Bodmin on the 3rd and 4th of March. And I understand it's a joint venture between Bodmin Way, which is a social enterprise set up by the church and has a focus on health and wellbeing. And Heart Edge, which is a movement which is helping people to discover what God's doing in their local community.
That's an excellent summary. Well done, Rick.
Okay, brilliant. I'm glad we're on the right track then. So can you tell me a bit more about how the event came about and why you thought it was important?
Well, one of the reasons the event came about is that both Paul, who's the vicar at Bodmin, and I are fans of Sam Wells, who many people know is the vicar of St Martin in the Fields. And Sam has got some mix in health. And Sam is the leading light of Heart Edge. So we thought, well, let's put these together. And so we've got a day when Sam Wells will be at both days. So a chance to hear one of the leading theologians of England coming to Cornwall.
Excellent. That sounds very exciting. And Bodmin Way is set up as a social enterprise in an area of deprivation. That's kind of its focus, isn't it? Can you tell me a bit about how that works?
Well, Bodmin Way is a social enterprise and with a focus on health and well-being. And so the churches have gone into partnerships with the local GP surgery and also with Volunteer Cornwall and with the Integrated Care Board. And so they employ community health well-being workers. They're all part of the Bodmin Way Church team, and they are very much getting to serve those who are most vulnerable in Bodmin.
Yeah, okay. And we've seen like parish nursing come about in a couple of places. I think Goran have a parish nurse as well, and Bodmin have one. Is that something that's happening more and more with churches? Is it the same as kind of having a community nurse, or is it a bit different to that?
Well, it's a bit more different than that because it's actually linked to the parish, the church, and because the church is funding it as well. But it does show to people in the secular, I don't like that word, but the non-church world, yeah. That actually health is something that's very important to people of faith as well. So Bodmin Way were the first, I think, in Cornwall to go for the parish nursing, and they're now looking to extend that. So part of the March the 3rd day will be to come and hear about parish nursing, because it might be something that might be appropriate for where you are and you're working with local health partners together. That's very important.
Okay, and yeah, that sounds really positive actually, to think about how we connect with things that are already going on, particularly things that you might not necessarily think are directly relatable, so the health service, but actually to think about ways in which churches can connect with them is really positive.
So on the day of health, there are some very keynote speakers as well as Sam, who are able to talk about examples of where faith-based health has worked. And we're particularly grateful to have Neil Walden, who is on the Integrated Care Board in Cornwall, was a GP for many years in Marazar, and just received an MBE for his services to health. So he can talk very much about what's happening in Cornwall and how we can learn and work together in Cornwall.
Brilliant. So you mentioned there that it is a two-day event. Can you tell me a bit about the difference between the 2 days? Are you expecting that people come and attend both days of the event, or is it that they come and just choose one, or they can do either?
They can do either. Obviously, there is a lot of overlap, but day one is quite a focus on health, and particularly encouraging people from the health world to come and hear how they could work more closely with faith. Day two, the one that's being led by Heart Edge, is very much about mission, giving tools to local churches on how they can be more missional and can serve their community. So we have a number of practical things that people can hear about and learn about.
And is like churches being involved in healthcare, is that something that's always happened, or is it something, I'm guessing it's something that's evolved to a certain extent over time, and that the way in which churches have engaged with healthcare has changed? Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, historically, monasteries would have been the health service of the day. So church and health has been very much combined. In this country, the arrangements have normally been through hospital chaplains. So any of you that have had any contact with a hospital almost certainly will have been aware of the hospital chaplaincy. What I think is growing now, and this is what this conference is about, is how that can become not just a chaplaincy to hospitals, but actually be fully integrated into local communities. So the government, with its neighbourhood health initiative, started last year, a 10-year plan, but a great emphasis on doing things at the local level. So voluntary sector, and particularly faith-based communities, have got a real opportunity to be part of that new way of doing neighbourhood health.
Yeah, and I suppose the idea of the hospital chaplains is great in terms of when people are in hospital, but it's about when they come out of hospital, perhaps then there's something that the local church can pick up in that space as well.
That's right, and I think the community and health wellbeing workers would particularly would pick that up. But it's helping people to become more preventative in their attitude to health. So the health and wellbeing ties in with the community larder that Bodmin Way run to encourage people to eat healthily. Yeah. So health, there's a big emphasis, as we all know, about well-being and how we live. And that's very much what this sort of partnership is doing as well.
Okay, brilliant. So the first day is more of the kind of health focus, the practical side of things, I guess. And the second day has a bit more of a mission focus, which is being led by HeartEdge. And you said that Sam Wells is coming to speak at both days. What's HeartEdge all about?
So HeartEdge is a network of churches that are there to support people who are on the edge. And perhaps almost important to recognise that the people on the edge have much to teach us as well. We tend to sometimes be a bit paternalistic and going out thinking we've got the answers and giving that as churches. But we need to do more actually listening. And those people who are on the edge, listen to them, and they may actually have things to share with us and learn from. So the number of things that we have happening on the HeartEdge day, there'll be Sam Wells, who'll be talking about preaching in difficult and challenging times. We'll have great sacred music, so the St Martin's Voices will be coming and give an example of that. So that's 45 minutes of Sam taking a theme, exploring that theme with bits of music from across the repertoire, from classical also to popular. And that now happens in St Martin's Fields once a week. And it's a way of engaging those people who come, some for a concert and some for an act of worship. It's a kind of mixture of those, but it's been a very successful way of engaging a wider community to come and listen to what music has to teach us. And we've also got our Growing the Gospel Together. So that's the resource that we offer to churches who haven't got a preacher on a Sunday. HeartEdge sends out every week a reflection of it. Just 1,000 words that you could use as like a sermon. So if you're a church that hasn't got an authorised lay preacher or a priest able to be there, you can still have some teaching and thinking together around that reflection. So come and how that could perhaps work for your church in Cornwall as a resource. We know a number of churches in Cornwall already using it. Come and find out how that might be.
Brilliant. And it sounds really good to think about how not just, I mean, often I think we can think of practical ways we can serve and help people, whether that's in healthcare or other things. But actually, sometimes it's not just the practical things. It's also the outworking of one's faith and how to share that and to think about why you're doing those things rather than just the fact that you're busy doing those things.
And where HeartEdge starts is with a God of abundance. Too often today, we start by saying, oh, we haven't got this, we haven't got this. If only we had this, we could. We try and turn that round. The God that we believe in, if he really is the God we believe in, then he is giving us what we need. Probably aren't very good at seeing what's there or seeing who in our community we might be able to work with. So let's come and celebrate the God of abundance and out of that discover. So HeartEdge operates also around four C's. So there's a C for compassion, obviously, but there's a C for commerce. How can we use our assets and our resources to become more sustainable? That might be money, it might be building, it might also be partnerships with other people. And there's a C for culture. How do we blend and use and mix the culture of the community around us? And then finally, there's a C for congregation, how we keep the congregation at the heart of all that.
I'm a big fan of asset-based community development work, so and that sounds fantastic in terms of thinking about where we're starting from, and particularly what we have already to start from, because as you say, so often in work with churches or other community groups, people say, well, we just need this, and when we've got this, we'll be able to do X, Y, and Z. And actually the idea that what can we do from the starting point that we're at can be quite significant, so that sounds brilliant, and good for more people to be aware of that. So I'm assuming, I've kind of was thinking about asking whether these projects are aimed at big churches, but from what you've said, it sounds like it's more about they're aimed at churches in the community, wherever they are, and smaller churches can have just as much that they can get out of this as the larger churches. Yeah, so can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so Heart Edge has produced a 6-session, it could be a 6-week course, or we could do it in a day, introduction to the God of Abundance and the Four Cs. And there are two versions, there's an urban one, but there's also a rural one. I think from our experience of the church in Cornwall, our 20 years of ministry here, we're very aware of the pressures that the rural churches are under at the moment. And so this little booklet, kind of study guide, with very practical suggestions, but also just coming together thinking about, is very much aimed at rural churches.
Brilliant. And I think some of the things that the rural churches really bring is that rhythm of life. And that in those smaller communities, lots of their local people will engage with the rhythm of life of harvest, of Christmas, of Easter. And actually, it's really important that churches help to bring that rhythm into the community and to be that place of contact, not just in a yearly setting, but also perhaps in terms of baptisms, weddings, funerals, those sorts of key life events. There are kind of I don't know, grounding point, I guess, for many people, which I guess is also really important to healthcare and to people living healthy lives that are in tune with nature and not just being really busy all of the time.
And we are having to charge to come, obviously, to cover costs. But the Heart Edge Day is £25 for the day. But if another person comes from the same church, that second person can come for £10.
Okay.
What we have found in the other conferences we've run is that if two people or more than that come from the church, that's a really good experience because people go to different workshops. Then on the way home in the car, they can share what they've done. And it's easier then to perhaps get other people to build on what's happened. So that's to try and encourage two, at least, from a congregation or a community to come.
Yeah. And I suppose that's also how, you know, Jesus sent people out in twos.
Two, so yes.
That's brilliant.
Good precedent there.
Absolutely. So is there a final thought that you'd like to share with listeners about what they might want to get out of being involved, or how they might find out more, or just anything lastly that you want to say that to encourage people to take some time out to think about how this might affect them?
Well, to find out more, there's a Bodmin Way website and also the Heart Edge website to find out. You can book on the Bodmin Way website. There are tickets, a way of finding out more. I think it would be a really good day to come and meet other people who are sharing the same challenges as you, but it's also both days a chance for you to come and offer what you're doing and be able to share what you've got with other people. So 2 days of lots of learning and being together and celebrating the God of Abundance.
Yeah, and that sounds very encouraging and inspiring. So thank you for giving up your time to join me today. I hope the event goes really well and look forward to hopefully being there as well with you. So
not
thank you very much.
I'm expecting you to be there.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to CMD Bite Size Podcasts, produced by the Diocese of Truro. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do follow and share. To listen to similar podcasts, please visit the Truro Diocese website. If there is a subject you would like us to include, please email us at ministry@truro-diocese.org.uk.